Okay, the Indian Lom De Torah very fits the thing. Okay, he's speaking about Chassidus, of giving kavod to the Torah, and we spoke already about kavod to the Svarim, kavod to Limud HaTorah, now to Lom De Torah. That's also part of Chassidus. Hine Nikra Kosum, Hine Seva Takum, V'Hadarta Pnei Zaken. That you're supposed to stand up for elderly people, even if they're not Talmidei Chachamim, and even for young people, Zaken is Zeshekon LeChachma. Person is a Chacham. So we have to stand up for him, even if he's young. Uminoy Alfina L'chol Minei Kovod, She'ef Shalasus Lahem. Whatever Kovod you can give to Talmud Chacham, you have to give. Sheroi V'Vade L'chosit Yaseid. So even though there are certain halachas of what Kovod is for Talmud Chacham, to stand up or whatever, but a chassid takes that and extends it and expands it. So whatever you can do that's considered kavod, and we said kavod is not necessarily what you do, it's what it represents. Kavod means you consider the object of your actions important, heavy. They can't just be pushed around. And the purpose of kavod Talmidei Chachamim is kavod HaTorah. They represent the Torah. It also is kavod HaMesorah. They represent the Mesorah. There's no way of knowing what the Torah is unless you have a Mesorah, and every generation has its Talmidei Chachamim who are part of that Mesorah. So it's kavod for the Mesorah. That's exactly why kavod for parents is important, because that's part of the Mesorah too. People don't respect their parents. They have no respect for the past or respect for Mesorah. And elderly people also, in societies where there's no respect for the past and there is no Mesorah, everybody, you know, is what's modern is what's good, and what's old is old-fashioned, so they don't respect elderly people, just the opposite. Elderly people are looked down upon, and they look like from the past generation, and they don't know anything or whatever, and in societies like that, unfortunately, the societies end up falling apart. Because there has to be some kind of continuity, some kind of Mesorah, even in small communities. Right? It's important for the people to respect the people that were there before them, and especially the older people, and get from them what, you know, younger people can come up with new ideas or whatever, but there always has to be a continuity, and people who have experience, even, it says, even Goyim. Right, you have to respect an old goy because he has experience. Life experience is important, right? Kids who, youngsters who don't have any life experience, you know, don't know how to deal with situations that come up because they never dealt with them, and they think that they can solve every problem, and they don't realize what the pitfalls are. And people who've been through it know different. You know, sometimes I hear, you know, solutions that people have, young people, and you know, we did that, we tried that, it didn't work. It's a you know, why spin your wheels if there's people with experience and know that what can be done and what can't be done? And sometimes young people can come up with new ideas that older people didn't think of. But there has to be some kind of mutual respect between them. So that's why there's an inyan of kavod of zakenim. Not just older people. Kavod of Talmidei Chachamim, even if they're not old, but they represent the Mesorah. And kavod of parents. All stems from the same thing. People who fear the Rabban Shalom, even not Talmidei Chacham, people who are excel in Midos Tovos, should be respected too, because you're respecting their Yirah Shamayim, they're respecting their Midos. And what is Yirei Hashem Michabed? Zei Yoshafet Melech Yehuda. Shekivin Shoye Roa Talmud Chacham, Hoye Omed Mikiso, Mechabko, Menashko, Vaomer Lo Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. He's a king. Yet he had such respect for Talmidei Chachamim, even young Talmidei Chachamim. He called them Rebbe, Mori, he used to kiss them and hug them. So Lemaisa, and Yoshafet was one of the Malachim HaTzadikim. So, but his major midah was that he respected Talmidei Chachamim. Rebbe Zeira, Shoyacholosh Mlimuda, Reb Zeira, when he would get tired and he couldn't learn, he would go and stand by the Beis Medrash and stand up for the Talmidei Chacham that came in order to make the mitzvah. He didn't have the koach to learn, he had the koach to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Kol Eile Dvarim, and that wasn't halacha, it's not halacha, you have to go look for Talmidei Chacham and stand up for them. They happen to come and see where you are, you have to stand up. But that's chassidus. Chassidus is to look to enhance this mitzvah. Kol eila dvorim shekvar roim anachnu hayos haboris baruch chafetz bam v'gile daito elyon b'zeh. If you see that the Rabbanu Shel Olam revealed his ratzon, he wants people to mechabit talmid chachamim, and he gave specific things you have to do. But you see that his ratzon is that there should be give kavod to these people, then go out of your way to find other ways to give kavod that are not necessarily, you're not mechuyev, they're not necessarily what you have to do, but it enhances the ratzon Hashem. The kivan shekein, misha isha chofetz lasos nachas ruach liyosro, hine bedero ze yeilech v'yosif lekach betach belosav v'lasos hayosho lefnari v'sbarav. This is what we said chassidus is. Chassidus is understanding, taking the cue from the mitzvos and understanding what the Rabbanu Shel Olam's will is, not just what he told you have to do, but what's behind it. What does he want? What really is considered what the Rabbanu Shel Olam gets a nachas ruach from? And I want to give him nachas ruach. We said the example he gives, not exactly, but you have two children, and the father tells the child, "Please get me a drink of water." So one child listens to the father says, he gets him a drink of water. The other child knows that the father doesn't want to bother him, but the father really likes beer better than water, but he doesn't want to bother the kid to go get him some a thing of beer. But the father would really like, he's thirsty, and when he's thirsty, beer quenches his thirst better than the water. So he'll get him the bottle of beer, because he wants to make his father happy. He doesn't want to just do what he tells him to do. Ubeklauze, this is where we're going to go into great detail. Showing respect to a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses. Not enough not just to treat them with disrespect, to talk and joke around in a shul or whatever and deal with it with disrespect. Whatever a person can do to show extra respect and covet to a makom kodesh, b'chol minhag of b'chol plosav, in the way that you function inside a shul or inside a beis medrash, right? Should people, when they see how you're functioning, you how you feel, you're feeling respect for the place. You treat it with a tremendous amount of respect. B'chol mashaloha ya'osa b'heichol melech gadol, what you wouldn't do in a respectable place, in the palace of the king, you wouldn't do in a very important place, right, that you consider important, right? Lo yase bohem, and that what's it called is not something you should do in a shul, right? And unfortunately, the more frum the shul, usually, the more the people deal with it not kahalocha, right? You go to a conservative temple or a reformed temple, people will sit there and with respect, and there's decorum, nobody's walking around and talking or whatever, and the frumer the shul, the more it's hefker, usually. I have a reason for that, which we'll speak about next time.
Yeah.
But
there's a big limb of tzchus in that.
What?
It might be wrong, but there's a big limb of tzchus, because those are more firm, the more comfortable there.
So that's what my balabatim used to tell me in Miami. Rabbi, we feel hamish in our shul. I said, there's a difference between hamish and behamish. Right? You may feel hamish, but you wouldn't do that in your living room. So even if you feel at home, right? I mean, there's people who let their kids stand up on the seats and get footprints in the thing. Would you do that on your couch in your living room? No. But in the shul, yeah. Right? So it's not because we feel more hamish, because it's really bad. People who come, they throw wrappers on the floor. Would you do that in your own house? Right, people, at least treat it with the respect you would treat a nice place in your house or somebody else's house. Wouldn't do that somebody else. Right, there's a lot of things that people do that what's it called that, I think last week, I didn't see it, but I heard it. Some kid drove in on a bicycle or one of his scooters into the shul. Right, now I can't blame the kid, he was a little kid, it would have been one of my grandchildren. I don't know who it was, it could have been my grandchild. Was it? I don't remember.
No, I don't know.
Could have been, I don't know, I didn't see who it was. I think it was somebody else. Baruch Hashem. Why would a kid feel he could do that? Not because he feels he wouldn't drive into his living room like that, But like the shul is like a hefker place, and he got it from his parents, not from him, right? Obviously, his father and mother thought it was okay to do. So there's a lot to speak about, and I want to devote at least one shiur to what's proper and what's not proper, and there's got to be children in shul and not children, and what you can do, and when you can talk and when you can't talk, and what you can talk about. And there's all these svarim here, Kedushas Bate Knesios, not during davening. What does it say over here? Talk, but not during davening. That's the thing. Mikdoshi Turo, Mikdash Ma'at, Kedushas. So there's a lot of things, and there's a lot of interesting things that are a thing. That's where we'll spend the next few shiurim in the Mesil Shesharim on that, not in the Mesil Shesharim. And we'll start after Pesach. Till Pesach, we'll give a Pesach shiur or whatever, and then after Pesach, we'll start with Shemitah.
Okay. When is the last thing that?